Today, I'm joined by 7th grader Mackenzie Lang. She's a member of the Lincoln Middle School FFA chapter in Florida. Mackenzie, why did you become involved in FFA, and how long have you been a member?
I became involved in FFA because my sister was in FFA and she raised a pig, and I really thought that was so awesome. I was just a little kid then, but I didn't join it last year, so this is my first year in it. I was just so fascinated with how you raise the animal and how close you become with the animal. So my main reason for joining was actually to get hands-on with animals. But I have learned that you learn so much about leadership and so much more stuff. So it's really evolving me as a person. I am a city girl, but I go to Wyoming every summer, and it's in a pretty rural area. So I have been exposed to the rural areas where it's like farmland, but mainly I am a city girl. So it's really changing for me.
Well, your advisor told me that you enjoy many parts of FFA and agriculture, including urban gardening, which makes sense since you are a city gal. So what do you like most about urban gardening, and why do you think it's important?
I think it's important to expose to the people in the cities, because if you grow up on a farm, you learn how to garden very quickly, but in cities, you don't think about it as much. So it's important to expose to the people how you grow your own foods. Like Miss Lowe, our advisor, told us that they have been saying if you know how to garden, it's very, very good, because if something happens and, like, we can't go to markets and stuff, you need to know how to plant. So just showing people how to grow their own food and learning how to maintain a healthy living and survive in, like, maybe a natural disaster, that's so important. You need to know how to survive. And my favorite part is just looking at how you can transform a city into a place where there's so much to grow and so much to learn, and how people can change from that.
Well, Ms. Lowe also said that you enjoy hydroponics, which is something that some people may not be familiar with. So why don't you tell us a bit about what hydroponics is, and then why you have an interest in it?
Hydroponics can be a system of stacked cells on top of one another, and it's basically where you grow your plant in, you can grow them in a nutrient solution, and so they need no soil to grow. And I think I'm so fascinated with it because you don't have to get as dirty because there's no dirt involved, but also because if you plant a plant, you think about the soil, and knowing that you can plant plants in small little containers with no soil needed, it's just almost mesmerizing about how cool that you can evolve the growing. Because, I mean, if you look, I always thought that all you needed was soil in a plant, and now I learned that you don't even need soil sometimes.
So what leadership skills do you feel you've developed so far from your time as an FFA member?
Well, I have learned how to talk to people. I have learned how to do many interviews and how to communicate using body language and how to say what I mean. I've also learned how to be confident in who I am. We just had our Area 5 Vice President, Haley, she just came and talked to us, and she told us all about how to communicate with people. And I really took it to heart, because I wasn't always as confident in myself before I joined FFA, and now I'm not afraid to walk up to someone and start a conversation or explain how to do something to someone.
So what do you look forward to in the future as an FFA member?
I look forward to meeting many new people, traveling to different parts of the country and teaching people about FFA. I'm also looking maybe in being a marine biologist as a major in college, and so I know that has to do a lot with FFA, about learning how to take care of animals and care for the animals and treat animals right. So, I mean, it's going to help me a lot if I want to major in marine biology. So I just look at really just letting FFA, like, helping me choose my path, because it'll lead me into greater things.
Well, that's definitely wonderful to hear, Mackenzie. So with your experience with FFA and being such a good one, especially in your first year, how would you encourage your peers who aren't currently FFA members to join FFA?
Well, I have actually helped FFA get many members, because I've told them how much fun I have, how much fun it is. They've seen pictures of what you do and where you go. And it's not about the field trips we take. It's about the learning experience. So we did our garden gala. And when we did that, I talked to many people about how to do hydroponics. And I really realized myself that, wow, I've been telling people how to do this, and I haven't ever thought about telling people how to do something so well. And I had many people tell me that I explained it very well. So now I go back to my peers and I say, well, you know what? Look how much I've evolved as a person in FFA. You should really, it leads you on the right path, and you can explain and be confident so much better.
Well, Mackenzie, I think you're a great spokesperson for the FFA organization and a great representative for your middle school chapter. I look forward to hearing what you're doing in the future. That was Mackenzie Lang, a member of the Lincoln Middle School FFA chapter in Florida.